Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the NFL Sunday Rewind. I'm your host, Jeff Rich, sitting in for Andy Dorf. The Dorf Man will be on the microphone in my regular spot on the Sports Overnight America program on Monday, but what a Sunday it was in the National Football League. Down go the Kansas City Chiefs. And over in London, you didn't have to wake up at the crack of dawn on the West Coast to catch it, but maybe you wish you would have, or you wish you would have skipped it altogether if you're a Chicago Bears fan. I know that Khalil Mack was looking forward to getting his pound of flesh against John Gruden's Raiders, but it was not meant to be, as the Raiders continue to surprise this season. Pittsburgh nearly brings themselves back into the AFC North chase, but it is Baltimore capitalizing on mistakes, beating a third-string quarterback in overtime. And the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray plays his best game as a pro, and they get their first victory of the season. Meanwhile, on the diamond, the Cardinals lose in humiliating fashion to the Atlanta Braves. Martinez is going to stay the closer, but you have to wonder why. And as always, it's all Dodgers all the time in the NLDS. And it's a special night. I'm here live in studio in San Francisco, California, at the Sports Byline Studios. I'm joined by my friend and local correspondent, Ryan Leung. Ryan, thanks for coming in tonight. It's good to see you.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, and welcome to San Francisco. And, I hear you'll be in town to watch some football game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got football. It's a little further south now.
Last time it's not close to San Francisco. Let's get that clear.
I didn't think the old stadium was either.
No, it was in San Francisco city limits, but right on the border.
All right, and Mary McMara joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. Mary, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well.
You watched the Cardinals lose. I know as a Cubs fan, that's a small victory.
It is. We'll see what happens going forward, but got to take them as they come.
And aren't you glad you didn't wake up before sunrise to watch the Bears do whatever they did against the Oakland Raiders?
I would have been absolutely livid if I woke up and watched that.
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Are you a Raiders fan, right?
Yeah, get the Raider cap right there with me.
So are you going to abandon when they head to Vegas?
I'll probably make an annual sojourn, work trip type of thing. But yeah, overall, yeah, I'm not real thrilled about them moving.
All right, we're going to have some fun tonight. Mary in Phoenix, Ryan and Jeff in San Francisco. We'll be right back with the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The football season's back! And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? You can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, baby, we're going to be. I like this kind of party, baby.
A 46-yard try to make it number 14 for Tucker and to win it here in Pittsburgh in overtime. Snap is good. Kick on the way. It is long enough, and it is good! Justin Tucker with the winner, and the Ravens have won it in Pittsburgh in overtime.
And Jacobs has checked back in. He will be the running back. Ingold is in there as the fullback, the lead back for number 28. He comes over to the left. It's a toss play. Jacobs going to run behind. He's got daylight. 5, 4, 3. End zone. Touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right. Welcome back in, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America on a Sunday night. Jeff Rich here with you from San Francisco alongside Ryan Leung, and Mary McMara joins us from Phoenix, Arizona, and I think the big news of the day, Ryan, has to be the last game that we saw today, that being the Indianapolis Colts, not only achieving victory against the Kansas City Chiefs, which makes them the first team this year to do so, but also a very low-scoring, sluggish affair. Mahomes looked a little out of sorts, and Frank Reich looked like he had the right game plan to draw up against Andy Reid's Chiefs.
No, that's definitely a big surprise when you look at the offense that the Chiefs can generate. Having myself witnessed it this year in a game where Pat Mahomes scored all the points. I think he scored 28 points, 4 touchdowns in one quarter, and he passed like for 270 yards. So to hold that team under 20 points, I mean, personally holding any team in the NFL under 20 points is always a big accomplishment.
All right, being that you are wearing that Raiders hat and you admit to being a Raiders fan, pretty good day in the AFC West for the Raiders with, you never like to see the Broncos win, and I'll tell you that as a Cleveland Browns fan myself.
Right,
never like seeing the Denver Broncos win. Mary, real quick, Denver winning, is that good, bad, or neutral for you?
It would be neutral, except Vic right, Fangio got his first win, so I'm going to go with good.
Denver gets off the schneid, and the Chargers fall to 2-3 on the year. That was the featured game, believe it or not. And, it was all Denver in the first half. The late games were, it looked like you didn't have anything to watch in the second half with Green Bay all over Dallas in the first half. But it was a different story in the second half, but not enough when you go down 17-0 at halftime in either case.
No, and the thing that's surprising so far is all these teams that, in the NFL, I believe the Raiders are the third best record now in the AFC now. I mean, you only have the Patriots and the Bills ahead of them, right? So it's really been a lot of parity in the NFL this year, and the Raiders being where they are, I mean, who would have thunk that the Raiders would be playoff eligible right now? But their record at 3-2, they would make the playoffs if the season were to end today.
And maybe they haven't beaten anybody, but the Bears were at least favored by some people to win the NFC North. And I would say, you know, you lose your starting quarterback, you've got some built-in excuses. But in the case of the Bears, you know, it kind of looks, you know, though Chase Daniel didn't have a good game today, it kind of looks like in the case of the Bears that you might not be that worse off with Daniel over Trubisky.
No, I think Mitchell Trubisky is a guy that, you know, he's got a lot of potential. But I saw that game when they kicked off the season on Thursday Night Football. I didn't think he looked very good, to be honest. I mean, he rushed a lot of his throws. He just didn't seem to have that kind of confidence you want in your quarterback. I guess the verdict's still out. I mean, you know, he's a young guy. You know, I'm sure he's got a lot of potential to do better. But it's just a matter of, like, is he really going to deliver what he, you know, claims that everybody thinks he will? Because I know that, you know, he got picked ahead of someone like for the 49ers. And, you know, he was the type of draft pick that was really supposed to, you know, be the second coming. So the verdict's still out, bottom line.
Yeah, it's year three. So, I mean, eventually you're going to come up against the contract. And, you know, if you're a successful quarterback in this league, you're going to negotiate a contract to make you the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League just because you're the most recent person to negotiate that deal.
Yeah, and I did see Trubisky once in Santa Clara. They played the 49ers, and I believe they won that game. But, yeah, I haven't been sold on the guy. And I think it's interesting that in a franchise as famous as the Chicago Bears have been, they've never really had a great quarterback, right? I mean, in their whole history. I mean, Jim McMahon, but he was kind of a fluke.
Ryan, have you seen the thing with Peyton Manning and the superfans from Saturday Night Live with the Chicago Bears?
Not probably that one, no. I've seen the superfans before, but I don't think I have to revisit that skit.
So Peyton Manning basically asks them, he's like, how come you guys have never had a successful quarterback? And,
right.
And you know, George Wenton, you know, who played Norman
Shears, sure.
is and, you know, Bill or Bob Swirsky from the superfans, you know, he sits there and he says, oh, you know, we got lots of good quarterbacks with the Bears. They had, you know, Sid Luckman and... Did we say Sid Luckman yet? And that 1 year about Jim McMahon.
Right. I mean, seriously, they've not had a really good quarterback. I got a funny story to tell you. I think I can't remember if Cutler at the time was on the Bears, but one of my colleagues had mentioned how he had a horrible game, and Cutler came out from the locker room to go to the interview room. This is when the Niners were still at Candlestick. He heard my colleague, and he basically said F you to my colleague.
Oh, wow.
And it actually got some print. Got some ink in the media because this took place.
I'm here for the Jay Cutler shade absolutely all day,
yeah,
every day.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when they acquired him from the Denver Broncos, he was looking like he was going to be the best quarterback in the history of Bears, at least in my lifetime. I can't really testify to anything that Sid Luckman did on the field.
Right. I mean, Sid Luckman played, like, was it back in the 40s, if I recall correctly?
It was before 1978. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, but it's true. I mean, the Bears are one of the great franchises in all of the NFL, and they've never had a really good quarterback. I mean, you just think that, you know, maybe, and that's why Mike Singletary, when he coached the 49ers, you remember this? He actually said that the quarterback was not the most important position on the football field.
Well, I'm not sure having his pants all the way pulled up was the most important thing for Mike Singletary's wardrobe.
Right, exactly.
When you think of the most, you can't say the Raiders here, and I'm not sure that you would, but when you think of the most inept teams traditionally in the National Football League, what are one or two teams that come to mind for you, Ryan?
Maybe the Buccaneers historically, right? I mean,
Buccaneers,
they're pretty bad.
That's a good statement. You know, I mean, they do have a Super Bowl, you know, not only a Super Bowl appearance, but a Super Bowl win. You know, I was thinking more along the lines of the
Cardinals,
the late Bill Bidwell.
Yeah.
And the still alive Mike Brown that has just never done anything to assert any type of effort into turning the Bengals into a winning organization.
Right. But but the reason I say the Buccaneers, there's two teams that have always had joking names on their franchise, right? It's always been the, you used to call them the Buccaneers, the Yuccaneers,
okay,
and they would call the Rams the Lambs, right?
Well, how about the Bungles?
The Bungles, or actually, of course, if you're a Raider fan, you just refer to the Broncos, no matter if they're good or bad, you call them the Denver Donkeys.
Yeah, I'm a donk. The donko is in my verbiage.
The donkeys. Yeah, no Raider fan, no right thinking Raider fan will ever call the Broncos they'll never call the Denver team the Broncos. They'll always refer to them as the Donkeys.
And Chargers fans are like that too. I think that's an NFC West thing. I'll tell you what, I came to a game here in 2012 at the Coliseum. It was a baseball game between the Indians and the Athletics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Athletics fans were sitting in the right field corner. We're not sitting with the Yahoos up, up in front of Mount Davis there in center field. But, we're sitting there, and I'm just like, this is a really good time. You know, they were really honest about the potential Athletics move down to San Jose. You know, they talked about how there's only 400,000 people in Oakland, and the population, down in the South Bay is a lot stronger. And, you got the Silicon Valley down there. So the demographic is a little bit different than it is in Oakland, and it would change immediately. I think you could put the Raiders anywhere on the West, in the Western time zone, and it'll be the same. It'll be the same in Las Vegas next year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, though. I mean, I think the big draw for them, of course, not only will they have a new stadium, but they're going to get a lot of fans from all over the country to want to come to Vegas, right? Because Vegas always has pretty much great weather. And I can only imagine if, Steeler Nation comes and the Steelers fans come to Vegas, or the Packers fans come to Vegas, it's going to be a big party.
I think that Steeler population dies out if they continue to trend like they are this year. I mean, I don't know if it's worth it to assume it, but Ben Roethlisberger might very well be done. At least his best playing days are behind him. And, no matter what Mike Singletary says, you can't win without a quarterback in this league. And, the Steelers might find themselves in a rebuilding phase where they're searching, and it might take them a couple of there's a big gap between Bradshaw and Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and then, of course, this guy, Mason Rudolph, I saw him play when they played the Niners for that game in which San Francisco went up 3-0 in the season. So, and we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, Jeff. But, this is going to be a big test for the Niners tomorrow. But, yeah, I think the Steelers have a long ways to go. And who knows? This could be the start of a rebuild for them.
That's Ryan Leung. I'm Jeff Rich. Mary McMara joins us in Phoenix. She'll have her scores on the other side of the break. My name is Jeff Rich. It's Sports Overnight America, the NFL Rewind, and we'll be right back.
Washington is back as a running back. Ingold is not in. Here comes Washington. Slant, end zone, touchdown, Raiders!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
As they scored early, scored on a power play, taking the air out of the building, and here's Watson, scores! Watson with a sharp angle shot that beats Hellebuck, it's 3-0.
Quick shot off the post, retrieved by Stastny. They send it back up top for Theodore. Here's Pacioretty now. Backhand pass, connects Theodore to the front tip, loose puck, scores out, Stone scores!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening for Sports Byline. I'm Mary McMorrow with your final scores from the NHL. It was a light day on the ice to wrap up the first week of the season. Detroit topped Dallas 4-3. The Jets lost to the Islanders 4-1. And Tampa Bay scored 3 in the first period. But the Hurricanes take it slow and steady, get one goal each period to force overtime, and then win in overtime 4-3. Over in Major League Baseball National League Division playoffs, the Braves rally in the ninth to beat St. Louis 3-1. They go up 2-1 in the 5-game series. And the Dodgers also stage a bit of a comeback themselves, end up beating the Nationals 10-4 after a 7-run sixth inning to also go up 2-1 in the 5-game series. And that's a wrap. I'll have your final scores from the NFL at 10:40. But until then, let's throw it back over to Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's Sports Overnight America. That's the voice of Mary McMorrow. She's always keeping score for us here on the program. And, Mary, you know, I heard on the way in here tonight that Pavelski moves on from the Sharks to the Stars. And the Stars still without a win, but it wouldn't really matter for Pavelski because the Sharks also do not have a win. How do you feel about that?
It's too early in the season to be playing this. This team doesn't have a win yet game. Two games. I mean, most teams have played 2 games at this point.
See,
nothing to worry about yet.
See, I'm doing a lot of scoreboard watching, and you know, it feels like the Jets are going to be one of those fringe playoff teams, and they finally lost. So I guess they're 1-2. So you know they finally lost for the second time this season. I was hoping that they would be 0-3. And then the Tampa Bay Lightning. Do you think that Columbus broke them with what they did to them in the playoffs last year? Because they've not come out strong. But you know, again, I know that it's very early, Mary.
I was going to say, having just said, it's kind of early to say that, but it would appear that way. The evidence in the first couple of games have shown that they still really have not looked to really put themselves back together after being wiped out last season.
Okay, and then over in baseball, the Atlanta Braves, Zach Fly, I guess Ryan was just telling me Zach Fly is not going to get it done.
Didn't help the A's.
Three in the top of the ninth.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was going to say, the A's in their playoff game had a sack fly, too. See, sack flies just...
Were the A's in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, technically they were. Technically.
See, if they were, they would have been playing a home game on Monday, and
yeah,
maybe I could have watched
right.
it.
Right, and then we'd be at the... We could talk about it, but I'd be at the Niners game with my colleague and friend, Marco Okolovich. By the way, we host another show in the Bay Area called Bay Area Sports Wrap. Anyway, that aside... Yeah, it would have been a conflict. Which would have been nice. We would have had a conflict where the A's are playing and the Niners are playing. But oh, wait a minute, that didn't happen. So everybody will be at the Niners game.
Well, and since the Dodgers didn't pull off the sweep against the Nationals, they would be the late game, and you might have 10 a.m. baseball here in the Bay Area.
No, they wouldn't have done that. They probably would have. What would they have done? They would have probably had a afternoon game or something.
Mary, you like the day games?
Oh, I'm all time. day games, middle of the night. I don't care. I just like watching baseball outdoors.
You know, it's appropriate that you would grow up in Chicago and, you know, you get that game at, 1:20 Central Time every day. And, as a guy that grew up on the East Coast, I would come home from school and the game would be in the third or fourth inning. And, because it was between 1908 and 2016, it was very likely that the Cubs were losing that game.
Oh, sad face. Long distance sad face.
Well, I was going to say, I work a day job, and so I think it's fantastic that when you have these day games, and, well, in my case, I'm not really supposed to do this, but I do it anyway, and that is I'm actually, doing my other job, and I have the games on with MLB TV, and I'm watching, able to watch the playoffs. It's great.
Wouldn't it behoove the Giants to, since they play at Oracle Park where it is frigid, it might be 90 degrees at the top of Lombard, but at Oracle Park it could be 52 degrees at like 8 o'clock at night during the middle of the summer. So shouldn't they play more day games in San Francisco?
Well, they did actually a long time ago. Back in 1985, they actually had a campaign where they played all these day games, and then the running joke was real grass, real sun, real grass, real baseball. But that Giants team lost 100 games, so 2 out of 3 is not bad, right?
Were they talking about agricultural grass or otherwise?
No, well, maybe that too. But they really did play a lot of day games because Candlestick was just an absolute dump. So nobody went to those games. And, actually, Oracle Park's not as cold as you might think. They actually really did design it to where – have you been there yet?
We went to – Mary and I actually went to a Giants-Phillies game back in – 2012. It was a great game, by the way. It was the Bulldog, Matt Cain, against Cliff Lee. Matt Cain went 10 innings. And
I remember that game. Didn't Cliff Lee match him?
Cliff Lee came out after the ninth, and they put in Papel Puke, and he blew the save.
But anyway, that ballpark, weather-wise, it's geographically similar to Candlestick, but they really did do a great job designing it. So if you're in the stadium itself, and unless you're somewhere in the upper reaches of the upper deck, if you're sitting in the main bowl right by home plate, you feel nothing. The wind is totally blocked out.
Hey, Mary, what does Jonathan Papelbon look like?
Is it monkey? I always say he kind of looks like a little monkey, like he's about to do something mischievous like monkeys do.
And he also looks like he's about to pitch a loaf, right?
Yeah, nice. I was trying to be a little discreet about it. That's what mischievous meant. But yeah, he looks like he's about to fling something that's not a ball.
We're on very late at night, Mary. It's okay to go a little out of bounds from time to time. Hey, when you talk about guys that you want to punch, speaking of guys you want to punch in the face,
okay.
is there an athlete that rubs you like that, maybe besides Jay Cutler?
Well, the guy that used to play for your basketball team, I'm not real thrilled with him. Now he plays for the Lakers.
Did you get to talk to him the
other
day?
I did. He was questioning my intelligence a few years ago in the finals. Remember this?
I think I do remember that. Yeah. That was on ESPN.
Oh, that was on ESPN. That was on, you name it. It was there. Yeah. But I am a smart guy, by the way.
And Mary and I are sitting in Phoenix like, we know that guy.
But it didn't affect me professionally. I actually had a chance to talk to the King last night. He was at the Chase Center as the Warriors hosted their first ever basketball game. And they played the Lakers.
Oh, nice. Nice slip. Nice Freudian slip there, Ryan. Hey, Mary, I didn't get a chance to hear from you when we were talking about Cutler a little bit earlier. You want to take any shots as a Bears fan?
That whole thing just amazed me because I remember everyone in Chicago. I was already in Phoenix at that point, but due to social media and maintaining connections with people, I just remember everyone losing their mind. Oh, this is going to be so great. We're going to win so many Super Bowls. This is going to be fantastic. And I was just like, how many Super Bowls were there in Denver? Did I miss something? And I did. I'm like, I'm sitting this out. I'm not participating in this. And I did. I sat out all of the Cutler years in Chicago and missed absolutely nothing.
All right. And another team that I don't like personally, I think you're with me on this one, is the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's just kind of tough to watch baseball knowing that they're going to do well, but they've yet to cross the finish line.
For me, the Dodgers bother me as a Cubs fan. The Dodgers bother me as a Diamondbacks fan. That's my biggest problem with them is they're just always hovering around and screwing teams that I actually like.
Brian, do we even need to have a conversation about your feeling here in the Bay Area about the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Oh, well, no. I mean, obviously, they're the Giants' hated rival. And one of the things that even though the Dodgers have had all the success historically, all you have to do now is look at 1988, the year that they beat the A's in five games in the World Series. They've not been able to get a championship since. They've gotten close, obviously. I guess they had that chance against the Astros, but they failed there. And then, of course, last year, right, they lost to the Red Sox. So I mean, all you have to do is just keep saying, 1988, 1988.
Do you believe that the Kirk Gibson's home run? I see it rated as the best baseball play ever so often, but you know the bottom line is that the Oakland Athletics had a chance in a 7-game series. You lose game one, you can bounce back, but you know was that crippling of a moment?
You know, it kind of was. I mean, if you look back at what ended up happening, I mean, I'd have to go back and watch more of the games, but it really did kind of spark them. I mean, it really is kind of a modern day Roy Hobbs, the natural kind of moment, and Dennis Eckersley. I mean, the guy was pretty much superhuman as a closer that year, but he did have a tendency to throw this backdoor slider that would, you know, kind of cut back over the plate, and Gibson was able to hit it, and he hit it out, and it is one of those great baseball moments. But it's also, I think, given more publicity because of the fact it's on television, right? I mean, you can see it on YouTube.
It's Vin Scully.
I mean, all those things. And so, you know, when you look at it, what some people consider the greatest baseball moment, which is still the Bobby Thompson, you know, home run against the Dodgers in the 1951 playoffs. Well, that game was televised too, but nobody kept it. Did you know, by the way, a trivia question, who was the TV announcer for that game?
TV announcer, was it Jack Buck?
No, it was actually Ernie Harwell.
Ernie Harwell, the longtime Tigers.
That's
announcer.
Right. Who I had a chance to interview before he passed away. And he told, you know, he mentioned how he was the announcer for that game. They didn't keep videotape in those days, so that game does not exist. And the only reason that famous the Giants win the pennant call is constantly played over and over again is because a Dodgers fan, you want to stick it to the Giants, had recorded that game. And that moment is forever, in perpetuity. Remembered because he kept that recording, and that's how it's always played. But there was also a Liberty broadcasting of the game itself by Graham. And I think I can't remember his name right now. It'll come to me in a minute. But his call the entire game is also on YouTube.
Other game one impacts 1954 World Series. Willie Mays makes the basket catch going to the wall at the Polo Grounds and throws the ball back in off of Vic Wirtz's bat. He's Ryan Leung. Mary McMara's in Phoenix. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, the NFL Rewind. We'll have your scores on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Cutler is under center. He's got four wide. First and goal. Miami at the 5 of New England. The running back in motion. The big pitch. Here comes Cutler running out of the pocket. Throws a pass. Caught by Landry on the near side of the 5. He dives to the pylon near side. Touchdown, Miami!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get him.
The effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation. Man to man. No excuses are offered. None accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside. From up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye, all with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
Hodges in the shotgun on second and seven. He wants to throw. Pocket coming in. His pass is complete and then knocked down. Loose ball at the 40-yard line. Still in play. And the Ravens recover it at the 35-yard line. Coming up with a loose ball is Marlon Humphrey.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hello again, Mary McMara here with your final scores from the National Football League. Kansas City's undefeated run came to an end with a 19-13 loss to Indianapolis. The Titans can't keep up with the Bills and lose 14-7. Pittsburgh is off to a 1-4 start after a 26-23 loss to Baltimore. Vic Fangio gets his first win as coach of the Broncos with a 20-13 win. The Patriots improved to 5-0, and the Redskins dropped to 0-5 with a 33-27 loss to New England. The Panthers hold off the Jaguars to win the catfight 34-27. Cincinnati remains winless after the Cardinals win 26-23. This was the first win for the Cardinals of the season. The Texans womp the Falcons 53-32. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 24-21. The Jets remain winless with a 31-6 beating by the Eagles. The Vikings dominated the Giants, go on to win 28-10. And the Packers beat the Cowboys 34-24. And that's a wrap from the NFL. Let's throw it back over to Jeff.
All right, welcome back in. Once again, that's Mary McMara. She's always keeping score. Mary, condolences about your Bears. Ryan, congratulations to your Oakland Raiders. And
the Raiders just win, baby.
So being a Raiders fan, do you have any contempt for the Niners, or are you kind of Niners agnostic?
I'm kind of Niners agnostic, but I will say, like, honestly, they lost me. I'm a San Francisco native, born and raised. I'm a third-generation San Franciscan. Dude, you left San Francisco, man. I mean, you play like 45 miles away from the city. The area I just came from, I just did another radio show earlier with my friend Marco and Lowell. It's called Bay Area Sports Wrap, and you can catch us on BayAreaSportsWrap.com, 8 to 9 on Sundays. I had to drive nearby in a town from Fremont to come here. I got in the car at about 9:08, and I was here. Your colleague Scott let me in the studio here at 9:55. That's a pretty good time. And I didn't break any speed laws, and I didn't use warp speed. I'm a Star Trek fan. Didn't have the transporter. Couldn't tell Mr. Scott, hey, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me over to San Francisco and Sports Byline USA, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. My lodging is in San Jose over by the airport because it's like six rail stops from Levi's Stadium there. Why don't people like Levi's Stadium here?
God, where do I start? It's like a giant erector set, you know? You ever play an erector set, like Lego? It's like it doesn't... Would you be your first time there tomorrow, right? You've never been there before?
I was here in 2012 when I saw that Giants game, by the way.
Right, but they didn't even that. But they were building when it back
the
then.
Day they broke ground. Okay, I was actually in the Bay Area, but I have not been to the stadium yet. I've never even seen it.
It just doesn't have a lot of personality. I mean, I will say this: it was great for the Super Bowl. When I was here for Super Bowl 50, they had this gap in between where the tower section is, and you'll see tomorrow when you go. And they were able to put these other sections in and build up platforms and camera platforms for the broadcast, and it was great. I mean, for the Super Bowl, it was awesome. But maybe I also enjoyed it because the auxiliary seating happened to be outside the press box. So I actually had a seat where I could actually take in all the ambiance, the crowd noise, and the people. And you can't do any of that in the press box. I mean, it's a hermetically sealed office building.
Yeah, monumental year for the Bay Area that year. You had the Super Bowl here. These weren't great moments for the Bay Area, for the local fans anyway,
because
right. you had the Sharks losing to the Penguins, and you had the Warriors losing to the Cavaliers.
Right.
And, you know, so three of the four major sports championships in 2016 were decided in Northern California.
Well, here's a good one for you. So I saw the Sharks get eliminated in San Jose, right?
Okay.
The Warriors got eliminated the next night.
I didn't even realize those things happened back to back.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. There was, I'm wearing a Cavaliers shirt right now.
Oh, which, yeah,
Doesn't go
probably
over.
Probably so. I will tweet it out in a little bit, by the way.
Oh, nice. But, as far as the Cavaliers winning that championship, I mean, there's just a void basically from the end of game four all the way through until, whatever time it was, 9:15 on Sunday, June 19th. It was Father's Day, and, you have the U.S. Open. You have all these things going on in June, and I probably didn't even realize. And part of it is that I just, I have that eternal sunshine of the spotless mind thing with anything good for Pittsburgh.
Right. So, I mean, it was rough. I'll tell you this much. So just my recollections of when I was there, to watch the Sharks lose to the Penguins. That one hurt me more than the Warriors, because the Warriors had won a title already, right? I mean, San Jose, this is the closest they've gotten to the Holy Grail, right? I mean, come on, let's be honest. The Stanley Cup is the Holy Grail of all sports trophies.
I agree.
To watch the Sharks, and to me, they were already behind the eight ball. Just to give you a quick revisionist history here, they'd already lost the first two games of that Stanley Cup final. They come back, they force it, they got close. But what ended up happening basically is, you see this team celebrate on your ice. I was really, for lack of a better word, I was really pissed.
I've watched the Warriors celebrate in Cleveland a couple times, so I understand that. Hey, we got a caller. Let's throw it out to Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, long time no speak. You're on with Ryan, Jeff, and Mary.
Hey, guys. How are you? Well, first of all, a comment about Levi Stadium. I mean, the problem with Levi Stadium is that it's not San Francisco. It's San Jose. And
Santa Clara.
If you want to talk about great moments that were there, I mean, the first two dead 50 celebrations were at Levi's Stadium. That place rocks, I mean, in terms of a venue. But that's really not what I'm calling about. But,
hey, Mitch, aren't they more at home at Candlestick? Doesn't that feel like more of a dead spot?
Well, absolutely. Candlestick or bring it back into, where Petco is or whatever they call it these days. I mean, if you're going to build a stadium for San Francisco, why are you building it in San Jose? I mean, it's ridiculous. You might as well use the Oakland Coliseum. That's it. That's closer to San Francisco than San Jose is, for crying out loud. I mean, it's ridiculous. But what I really want to talk about, what you guys opened the show with, is that you guys are talking about how the NFL has all this parity. I would say the NFL is more mediocrity, where you basically have the pros, which are basically the Patriots, who have been really tested, and it happens with the Niners, who are undefeated, and the Packers kind of stepped up and really showed what they were at, although they let the Cowboys back in. And then you have four teams who haven't won a game yet. I mean, when was the last time you saw going in past the fifth week of the first week of October where there's four teams that haven't even won a game? I mean, basically you've got like pros, amateurs, and high school. I mean, there's a bunch of mediocrity in the middle, but this becomes like a ridiculous season where it's like you're going in, going like, the Patriots are going to be going to the Super Bowl, and we'll just see who else is going to come from the NFC.
You know, it feels a little like college football, Mitch, where you have Alabama, Clemson, and I don't think it's so much Alabama and Clemson this year. I think that it's one team from the SEC, whether that team is Georgia, LSU, or Alabama. And then, and I know it pains you to hear this, but it might be that team from Ohio in the Big Ten.
Well, we'll see what happens when the Badgers play them. How about that?
Hey, almost a nice comeback by the U the other night.
Let me answer his question.
Thank you very much for, yes. I almost wrote my U off, but you know what was really funny, and I know this is going to be a real weird correlation for you guys, but the Packer game today so much paralleled Saturday night's Cal-Oregon game, where Oregon turns the ball over three times and misses a field goal, And Cal goes up only 7-0 at the first half. Where today, the Cowboys go 3 turnovers and a missed field goal, and the Packers are up 17-0. And then both teams let the opponent back in, but the Packers at least had a somewhat of a substantial lead, and they're basically pros, where Cal couldn't hold off Oregon. I mean, I thought the parallel dichotomy between the two games was just like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But you're absolutely right. Listen, don't take the Badgers. I know this is the NFL Rewind, but hey, don't take the Badgers. That team's for real. Jason Taylor is a stud, and I'm looking forward to some great things out of them. I'm a little bit disappointed for my son with the Cal going down to Oregon. And you know what? The Packers finally stepped up, and they put together really a complete game. I mean, this is the NFL. It is 60 minutes. As much as you want to, the only one who's stepping on people's throats are the Patriots. But that's because they're in a division, and they're playing a non-conference schedule against nothing.
Hey,
so
Mitch,
we'll see what happens.
Mitch, I'll tell you, I was watching the game in San Francisco, and I watched all of those Dak Prescott jerseys turn into LeBron James and Anthony Davis jerseys at halftime of that game. I know Ryan wants to answer your 49ers question, though.
Yeah, the reason the 49ers are playing, actually, it's in Santa Clara, which is a stone's throw from San Jose. The team practice facility is where they built on the existing site right there. So they wanted to take advantage of Silicon Valley money and basically also build. It was weird to watch, too, Jeff, because I used to go to their little practice facility and was right next to this, high school-type soccer field or community soccer field. It was really nice. It was called I forget the name of it now, but they basically tore all that down. They built on the parking lot of the existing amusement park, Great America. You'll see it tomorrow when you go there, That's why they play there.
I'm looking forward to that. I was flying in today and, flying over San Jose, and I see Spartan Stadium, and I was really surprised. There's only bleachers on one side of that stadium.
Yeah. Oh, it's really tiny. I mean, was Mitch talking about that, about the game atmosphere there? I mean, it's a cool place to watch a college football game, but it's really, really tiny.
Well, I bring this up because I know that Mary actually caught you remember the old Silicon Valley Classic?
Sure.
I believe that Mary was at the very last one of those. And, I think in all your stories about the Silicon Valley Classic, Mary, you neglected to tell me that there aren't bleachers on one side of the field.
Oh, it was downpouring the entire game. I couldn't even see the other side of the field.
So, and, 1 year or two, they had Destiny's Child as the halftime act. So basically, you saw Beyonce play at Spartan Stadium.
Nice. I think this was, I think it was 2002.
Well, that was before this. I think the one that Beyonce and Destiny's Child was out, I think it was 99. I never covered the Silicon Valley Classic.
Yeah, I think she killed the other three children of Destiny.
Beyonce, yeah. Or me? I had nothing to do with Destiny's Child.
I was talking about
breakup.
Beyonce, but if you want to confess to something here on the Sports Overnight America program, on the Sports Pile and Broadcast Network, feel free.
Yeah, well, no, Kelly Knowles is from Rockford, so we did actually see her periodically in the Chicago area doing stuff before she was with Destiny's Child.
Okay, and she was the short-haired one that did the song with Nelly, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
See, you get a little pop culture, you get a little football, you get a little baseball here on the Sunday night Sports Overnight America program. Ryan Leong. How do you say it?
Leong.
Leong. Ryan Leong.
Leong. Just Ong. Ong.
And while we're making sure everybody's names are pronounced right, is McMara the right way to say it?
It is tonight. Let's go with that for tonight.
We'll go with whatever works for the evening. Ryan Leong, Mary McMara, Jeff Rich here in studio in San Francisco, California. It's Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Mayfield takes the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. They throw it out. Shoves out there. He's at the 45. At the 40. 35. 30. Up the sideline. 25. 20. He's to the 15-yard line. And Johnson knocked him out of bounds.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Some big plays. Here's the fake handoff. Trubisky going to throw right to the end zone. Gabriel's got it for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears! Mitch Trubisky's second touchdown pass of the night. First two of the season. The Bears up 20 on the Redskins with 5:42 left in the half.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Man here on the NFL Rewind. You can hear Andy Dorf on Monday night on the Sports Overnight America program while I'm enjoying Monday Night Football from, not San Jose, but Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium. It'll be my first trip down there. It's the home of the Pac-12 championship. It's seen a national championship in college football, and it has seen a Super Bowl and perhaps a Grateful Dead concert or two. But coming up, we got Monday Night Football, big game for the Browns. Niners had a week off to prepare for it. We don't know what the Niners are quite at 3-0 just yet. You know, teams of substance, perhaps they've played them, perhaps they've not. But going into Monday night's game, both secondaries a little beat up, Ryan, and I think that that is going to equal some scoring for these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, the big one for the 49ers is Akello Witherspoon. He had some kind of a leg injury, foot injury, I believe. He's going to be out for about a month, and so they've got this guy starting who I've not really heard of, and he's going to be hard-pressed the challenge he's going to be facing. I guess he's going to be on Odell Beckham Jr., or he's going to try to cover him.
And you know, the Ravens took away Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry had a big day against Baltimore, you know, like seven catches, 179 yards, and he missed the most of the second half. Mary, not going to ask you much about this game, but do you see my Browns pulling it off? You got a final score prediction for us?
I am going to go Browns 20, 49ers 17 after two overtimes and a brief inclement weather pause.
Well, that
because
would
one of those have to go in your favor someday.
All of that. Well, that's a shot about the World Series, by the way. But,
gotcha.
But all of those things would be unprecedented, especially the double overtime in the regular season. But 20-17 Browns is Mary's final. What do you got for us, Ryan?
Oh, boy. I mean, I got to pick the home team, right? So I'm going to say, I'm going to go 49ers 24-17.
I'm going to go Browns 33, Niners 20. And that's going to do it for us here tonight on the NFL Rewind. Ryan Leong from the Bay Area Sports Wrap, BayAreaSportsWrap.com. Mary McMorris, she's always keeping score. Follow her on Instagram at AlwaysKeepingScore. And I am Jeff Rich, and that's going to do it for us here tonight on Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.